This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. As global soybean production continues to expand, competition in the export market is becoming more intense. Countries like Brazil continue to increase production, but U.S. soybean leaders say quality remains one of the biggest advantages American farmers bring to the global marketplace. The difference is becoming more important as livestock producers look more closely at feed performance and efficiency. We'll hear more from the U.S. Soybean Export Council and their message to consumers right after this.
Stay up to date with the latest in the ag industry with Agribusiness Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Each weekday, we bring you the latest advancements in farming, from new precision ag technology to cutting-edge sustainable farming practices. Agribusiness Matters is also your source for the most relevant ag news, policy discussions, and insights that are shaping the future of agriculture. Tune in to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
As we look into the global soybean market, quality is becoming a bigger part of the conversation with international buyers. I had the chance to speak with Jim Sutter of the U.S. Soybean Export Council, and he talked to us about how U.S. soybeans are being set apart from the soybeans produced by our competitors.
That is exactly right, and we continue to do more and more detailed work trying to understand better all the time what these differences are. And, you know, when you look into the way that soybeans are grown, and I think your listeners will find this interesting, I think. You know, the way that our U.S. soy is harvested, we let Mother Nature determine when that should happen. The plant dies, the plant has matured, the soybeans dry down, and then we harvest it.
Sutter says that those differences start with how soybeans are grown and harvested in the United States compared to other parts of the world.
In South America, it's not that way. In many places, they will desiccate the plant. They will harvest the soybeans very wet. They will dry them in very, very high temperature dryers. And all of that has a negative impact on the quality of the soy. It makes the nutrients more difficult for the animal to pull out because the soybean meal produced from those beans is less digestible. The energy content, the sugar has been partially damaged in that drying process. So there is a significant difference of nutrients in those two products. Now, they may have about the same crude protein level, or the Brazilian may even have a little slightly higher crude protein level. But we are working very hard to educate people on the real difference. What's it mean when they're feeding a chicken or a pig the meal from those beans? And people are seeing that.
And Sutter says that those quality differences are being recognized by buyers around the world, especially as more advanced tools allow feed manufacturers to better measure nutritional value and performance.
If they have their preference, they like to buy U.S. soy. Now, sometimes, like anybody, if the price spread gets too wide, they say, you know, even if I want that, I have to use the other product because it's just not economic. But when there's, you know, they're not telling us, oh, your product has to be cheaper for me to buy it. They'll pay a premium for our product.
Sutter says that the ability to demonstrate value is becoming increasingly important as global competition continues to grow. While price will always be a factor in purchasing decisions, he says many buyers are willing to pay a premium for U.S. soybeans because of their consistency, digestibility, and overall performance in feed rations. He says that continued research, feeding trials, and direct engagement with customers around the world will help reinforce that value and ensure U.S. soybeans remain competitive in the global marketplace and help our producers move their products all over the world. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.